This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The United States has approved the sale of Hawkeye 360 technology to India to boost the country's surveillance capabilities. The move will enhance India's maritime domain awareness in the Indo-Pacific region. In a statement, the U.S. Defense Security Cooperation Agency said the proposed sale will improve India's capabilities to meet the current and future threats by bolstering its maritime domain awareness, analytical abilities, and strategic posture. More from our correspondent.
This system, utilizing satellites in low Earth orbit, will improve India's ability to detect illegal activities and monitor its exclusive economic zone. The $131 million deal includes software, training and support, bolstering India's strategic posture. Hawkeye 360 collects and analyzes radio frequency, RF signal, location with a constellation of satellites in low Earth orbit. Some vessels which go dark to roam undetected in disputed areas and evade tracking can also be detected with this advanced technology. Indian forces can now identify illegal fishing, smuggling and perform effective surveillance in the Indian Ocean region. With this technology, India gains deeper visibility across its exclusive economic zone. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, successfully carried out maiden flight trials of stratospheric airship platform from Shivpur trial site in Madhya Pradesh yesterday. The airship was launched carrying an instrumental payload to an altitude of around 17 kilometres. This has been developed by Aerial Delivery Research and Development Establishment at Agra in Uttar Pradesh. The first World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 will conclude in Mumbai today. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events will be the main attraction on the last day of the summit. The four-day event, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. The summit is witnessing participation from over 90 countries with more than 10,000 delegates. The portals of Badrinath Dham opened with traditional rituals in Chamori district of Uttarakhand this morning. With this, all four revered shrines of Uttarakhand, Kedarnath, Gangotri, Yamunotri and Badrinath, are now accessible to pilgrims for darshan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed that terrorist attacks perpetrators, backers and planners must be brought to justice. Both leaders also spoke about India-Russia's bilateral cooperation activities. The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military along the line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defence sources said the Pakistan Army resorted to unprovoked small arms fire across the line of control opposite the Kupwara, Baramulla, Poonch, Rajouri, Mindhar, Nosheera, Sundarbani and Akhnoor areas of the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, and the Indian Army responded promptly and proportionately. Singapore's long-ruling People's Action Party, PAP, secured another landslide victory in the general elections, extending its 66-year rule. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Lawrence Wong on his election as the Prime Minister of Singapore. In a social media post, he said that India and Singapore share a strong and multifaceted partnership underpinned by close people-to-people ties. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will begin this evening at Patliputra Sports Complex in Patna, Bihar. Akashvani will bring live commentary on the opening ceremony of Khelo India Youth Games 2025. The program will begin from 5:55 p.m. and continue till 7:30 p.m. or till the end of ceremony. It will be available on News on EIR app, Prasar Bharati Sports YouTube channel and DTH. In IPL cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens at 3:30 p.m. today, while Punjab Kings will face Lucknow Super Giants at Dharamsala at 7:30 p.m. this evening. The IMD has forecast heavy rainfall in Odisha today. Met Department predicted moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds in Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and Sikkim today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.